Would you all pray with me? Father God, we thank you for another Monday to praise and worship your holy name, Lord. I pray that you calm all these nerves up in here. And I pray, God, that you would help everyone in here see you in my story, that it's not me, Lord. Nothing I could do got me here, but it's everything by your power. In your son's name, I pray. Amen. Hi, my name is Brianna. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control, which led to fear of man and body image. Hey, friends. Thanks, guys. I grew up in a church where doing good deeds made up for all of your sins and failures. If you put on a happy face, covered up the ugliness of your life, and said enough prayers, you might have a chance at getting into heaven. That, in combination with my dad working hard to provide for my family, basically being gone a lot, and being deployed to Afghanistan when I was in eighth grade, gave birth to my deep desire for man's approval. For example, being physically fit was important to my dad, so I did my best to keep my eating habits in check, to avoid comments like, a roll of bread for a roll of fat. As a freshman in college, I was drunk and then sexually abused by someone that I had a crush on. I pushed this incident so far into the back of my mind that I actually forgot about it for a few years. My mentality was that it wouldn't affect me if I didn't let it, so that became my truth. I craved not only my father's approval, but the approval of all men. During college, I used alcohol, inappropriate relationships, and whatever else I needed to get the approval of whoever I was dating at the time. I went in and out of many relationships, confused as to why they never lasted more than a couple of months. Everything felt like it was so far out of my control that I started to abuse the things that I could control. I started to overanalyze my eating habits, eating no more than 500 calories in a day, and beating myself up when I ate anything that wasn't remotely good for me. I would go to the gym 7 days a week and not leave until I burned at least 1,000 calories on the treadmill alone. I was the smallest I had ever been, but still not happy. I was so in control of my body and finally somewhat satisfied with my physical appearance. So what was missing? I continued these unhealthy habits and relationships after graduating college and moved back to Dallas. Shortly thereafter, I met the man I was certain I would marry. After 3 weeks of dating, he moved to Colorado to get his master's degree. I was certain that the distance wouldn't be an issue since this is who I was going to marry, and cheating had never been something I struggled with, so I was safe, or so I thought. After 8 months of dating and talks of marriage, I was unfaithful to him. He had no idea what I had done, and I didn't know how to tell him. I was so afraid of losing him that I hid my sin from him for months, trying to decide what to do with all the guilt and shame that I felt. I had destroyed what felt like the perfect relationship. Was breaking his heart worth clearing my conscience? I had no idea. It was at that time that I attended my first Sunday service at Watermark. On stage, I saw one of my childhood friends leading worship. What a small world. I reached out to her and asked her to lunch. We met up a few days later, and then she asked me, "So how have you been?" I broke down and told her everything. Something about her made me feel so safe and like I could tell her anything without being judged. I asked her, "What should I do?" And she asked me, "Do you want me to tell you what the Bible says?" I said, "Yes." She followed that with Proverbs 12:22, which says, "The Lord detests lying lips, but delights in people who are trustworthy." I knew what I had to do. After some prayer and careful wording, I confessed my sin to my boyfriend, and as expected, he broke up with me. Even though I was somewhat prepared for the breakup, that didn't make it any easier. It felt like my life was ending when in reality it was just beginning. That next Monday, my childhood friend brought me to Regen. I thought everyone was insane for broadcasting all their issues so freely. Sometimes I still feel like that. My first night in newcomers, I distinctly remember saying, "I can't share my struggle without crying hysterically, so I'll pass." The tears and lack of sharing continued for a few weeks until I finally accepted that my relationship was over and no amount of tears was going to bring it back. As I approached the end of the Groundwork book, I found comfort in the belief that I wouldn't get into a small group very soon. I knew I wasn't ready, and there were a lot of girls who had been in Groundwork for longer than me, so surely my time wasn't soon. But the Lord had other plans. That very next Monday, I got the email saying that I was in a small group. Steps 1 and 2 were a breeze, but step three stopped me in my tracks. I was doing all of the work and coming to group, but there was still a disconnect between my head and my heart. I knew what was right with my head, but my heart was just a little bit behind. On top of that, the book kept asking me if I had accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I knew I had the performance-based faith part of wrong, but I grew up in a church, so I had already given my life to Jesus, right? I struggled with knowing if I was truly saved, and my head and heart disconnect continued up until that very last minute before starting inventory. The last Monday before we started inventory, Jeremiah 29:13 came on the screen. It says, "You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all of your heart." That verse was a game changer. I've been so focused on my works and making sure that I was doing what I was supposed to do that I was missing the deep connection with the Lord. That same Monday night, I sat on the edge of my bed praying and pleading with God to show me if I had accepted his death on the cross for payment for my sins. In that moment, I felt the Lord say yes to me. I made the connection just in time to air out all my dirty laundry and inventory. I wrote down my sexual abuse from college, but still felt nothing. I still couldn't see the effect it had on me. I confessed, found freedom, and went through the rest of the steps. It wasn't until my second time through Region as a leader that God showed me just how much my sexual assault had actually affected me. One Monday night, there was a teaching on playing the victim. I turned to my co-leader and asked her, why do all the victim mentality characteristics on the screen describe me? All of my inappropriate relationships, extreme eating, and emotional selectiveness had stemmed from that one experience, and God made it known to me not a moment too soon. He helped me own my part, forgive the man who did it, and realize that just because I had a crush on him, that didn't make the abuse my fault. Through Regen, God has shown me how he sees my body, that I'm a treasure to him and righteous in his eyes. At times, that's still a truth that I struggle to accept, but my co-leader and wonderful group of women we lead point me back to God's truth. Watching God work in the lives of each and every single one of these women has been so encouraging, and I'm so thankful that he's put them in my life. Although we commence tonight, I have no doubt that they will continue to hold me accountable and point me back to God's word when I need it. My life looks really different today. Although I still struggle with control, Region has given me the tools I need to recognize when I am falling off the path and what I need to do to get myself back on. I am now quick to confess and ask for forgiveness. Remember my dream of a perfect relationship? God knew that he had to tear down that idol in order to bring me back to him and rebuild my life around him. Almost 2 years later, I am now engaged to a wonderful man after God's own heart. He pursues me and points me back to God's truth. Our relationship is far from perfect, but it's one built on the foundation of Christ. So despite our imperfections, we can lean on Christ's perfection to make us whole. My name is Brianna. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control. I give all the glory to God for turning my life around, and I'm happy to follow him for the rest of my days. Thank you.